Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Mighty Man of Valor show. I'm your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, and we give the Lord all the praise and all the glory and all of the honor tonight for another show. Amen. We had some technical difficulties last week, but by the goodness of God, amen, we're back for another episode, amen, to share what the Lord has placed on our hearts and on our minds. You know, God is so good to us. And I'm learning that if we ask God for certain things, and if our hearts and our minds and our souls are free and clear, and we're that empty vessel, God will use us and answer our prayers for His glory. So I challenge you tonight as we go forward in this month of April and on into May, June, July, August, all of these months, as we look at how this year, once again, it's almost, we're almost at the halfway point of the year of 2015. What has God done for you thus far? And what are your desires that you want for God to do for you the remainder of this year and the remaining part of your life? Amen. What is it that you're looking for God to do for you? Well, my friends, all we have to do is be obedient and live right. Well, like always, we're going to start the show off tonight with prayer. Amen? We can't do anything without prayer. We can't do anything without the anointing of God. Amen? Father in heaven, we come before you tonight, oh God, with thanksgiving and with praise. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity, oh God. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your love and your compassion. Lord, we thank you just for being God. Now, Lord, we pray that you would strengthen us in the things of you, oh God. Help us to be the men and women of God, Lord, who thirst and who hunger after your righteousness, O God. Lord, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, cleanse our souls. If there's anything in us, God, that is not of thee, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way, O God. Father, we pray for your anointing tonight. Father, we pray for a special touch from you tonight. Lord, knowing that we're nothing without you, O God, bind the airways tonight, O God. We pray that a soul be delivered tonight. Lord, we pray that a soul will say, what must I do to be saved? Father, someone needs you tonight, Lord. Someone doesn't know you as their personal Savior. And God, we pray tonight that you would have your way in somebody's heart, in somebody's mind, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, move forward, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, oh God, be acceptable in your sight. Lord, we need you. We need a special touch from you tonight, oh God. And Father, we'll be ever so grateful and forever so thankful, God, to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome you once again to the Mighty Man of Valor show. I'm your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III. Amen. And the Lord has given me a little lesson for this evening about blessings for obedience. Amen. Blessings for obedience. Amen. Obedience to God should be our daily duty. Amen. Our top priority in life should be involved with being obedient to God. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy tonight. Amen. Deuteronomy, and let's look at the 26th chapter. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 26, and let's look at verse 16 tonight. Amen. And the Bible says, this day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments, for thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. Amen. So we see here, amen, verse 18, and the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, amen, as he has promised thee, and that thou should have keep all his commandments. Verse 19, and to make thee high above all nations, amen, which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mightest be a holy unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. Amen. We just want to talk about blessings for obedience. Amen. But we want to look at this thing. God is dealing with Moses, and he's sharing with him, this day the Lord thy God have commanded thee. God commanded them to do these statutes, which means to do his word, amen, and judgments, amen, that thou shalt therefore keep and do them. So if we're looking at blessings for obedience, amen, we have to do what the Lord says do, amen. His statutes and his judgments, he said, thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. In order to be obedient to God, it's going to take our whole heart, amen. It's going to take everything that we have on the inside. And so Moses is letting the children of Israel know, if you want blessings for obedience, amen, he's saying that you must keep them and you must do them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Then he goes on into the 17th verse, and he says, thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. Amen. God is calling for us to listen to him. Amen. To hearken to his voice, to hear what he's trying to say to us. Then he goes on into 18, and he says, and the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he have promised thee, and that thou should have keep all his commandments. God is calling us to be a peculiar people. Amen. We are different. Amen. We are not like the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. God is calling us to be a people who are separated from amongst the sinners, amen, who are separated from this world, amen, so that we can be his chosen people, his chosen vessels, amen. Then he goes on and he says, back in the 19th verse, he says, and to make thee high above all nations. God is calling us to be high above all nations, amen, which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. God has spoken that there are blessings for total obedience in him. God has called us higher than any other nation. Amen. As his word says, and to make thee high above all nations, which he have made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. God has spoken this thing, and we have to do what God has called us to do. Amen. There is no way around it. There is no way of trying to get by. God has called us to be peculiar. Amen. And so not only that, but in order to receive the blessings of God, we have to be total obedience. Amen. It's the if you want success in your life, obedience is the price of success. Let's go to Joshua. Amen. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. And let's look at verse 8. Amen. Joshua 1. Let's look at verse 8. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Obedience, the price of success. So here we see in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So God was directing Joshua in everything that he needed to be. He was letting him know that there are blessings, Joshua, for you being obedient to my word. Amen. And he says here, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. There is blessings for obedience. Amen. Then we must realize that obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. A lot of times we want to sacrifice things, but God is looking for total obedience. Amen. From his people. Amen. So let's go to 1 Samuel. Let's go to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Amen. 1 Samuel 15. And let's look at verse 22. Amen. And Samuel said, Have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken the fat of the ram. See, Samuel thought that he was doing right. God told him to go and kill everything. All the animals, the king, all the people, but Samuel thought that he would do his own thing, and he kept some of the livestock. But God told him that, hey, obedience is better than sacrifice. You might have thought that you were doing something well, but God told you that he wanted to do something different. Amen. So we learn from that what? Obedience is better than sacrifice. And this fourth point is we must know that obedience secures entrance into God's kingdom. Amen. Obedience secures entrance into God's kingdom. Amen. Let's go to Matthew. Amen. Matthew, and let's look at chapter 7 tonight. Amen. Matthew chapter 7. And the Bible says here, Matthew 7 verse 21, and the Bible says, not everyone that have said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So Christ is letting us know once again that our obedience is better than any type of sacrifice, anything that we can do. Our obedience secures our entrance, amen, into God's kingdom. Then he goes on into the 22nd verse, and he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So we see here that obedience secures entrance into God's kingdom when we are obedient to the word of God, when we follow through with what God has charged us and commanded us to do. Let's go to Luke chapter 8. Amen. Luke chapter 8, and let's look at verse 21. Luke 8 and 21. Amen. And the Bible says this, And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Now these are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus was no respecter of persons. Amen. He's talking here about his mother Mary. He's talking here about his brother James here. And he's letting them know, he's letting the disciples know who his true family is. And he's making it plain. Why? Because he realizes that in order to be blessed, we must be obedient. So he says here, and he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. So in order to be blessed, not only do we need to hear the word of God, amen, we need to do it, amen. So this is what Jesus was telling them. Yeah, it's good that you hear it, but it's better that you do it, amen. Then we're going to move on in to obedience is the duty of life. Our obedience is the duty of life. Let's go to Acts, amen, Acts the fifth chapter, amen, Acts 5. And let's look at verse 29. Amen. Acts 5 and 29. And the Bible says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. See, a lot of times we get messed up. A lot of times we find ourselves going the wrong way on a one-way street. Why? Because we're listening to man's foolishness. Amen. We're listening to what man say, but man doesn't know anything. And Apostle Peter realized, he said, then Peter said, and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. So we are wasting our time, fooling ourselves, thinking that we should be listening to foolishness when we should be listening to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And in order to be blessed, we have to be obedient. Blessings for your obedience. Amen. Let's move on here. Amen. Now, there are some promises for being obedient. Amen. Yes, there are promises that you will receive when you are obedient to the word of God, when you are obedient to what God has called you to do and to be. There are some promises. Let's go to Exodus. Amen. Let's go to Exodus here. Exodus, let's look at the 19th chapter. Amen. Exodus 19. And let's look at verse 5. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. So let's just park the car with the, this is something. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Jesus. So I had wrote this down a few weeks ago. Exodus 19 and 5, and I just looked at it once, but he's talking about we are God's treasure. So how do you become God's treasure? How do you become special to God? It's from you being obedient. Amen. So he says, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice. So that means there is a condition that has to be met, and that condition is if. See, because sometimes you may or you may be not. So he says here, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. So let me tell you, let me ask you something. Do you want to be a treasure in God's eyes? Amen. Do you want to be a treasure in God's sight? Well, let me tell you the formula for that is being obedient. Amen. There's blessings in being obedient to God. Amen. Don't you want to be special to God? Don't you want to be one where that God hears and answers your prayers all the times? Well, you just need to be obedient. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and there's blessings for being obedient. Amen. Let's go on here to the second point. Blessings are promised for being obedient. Let's go back to Deuteronomy. Amen. Deuteronomy. And let's go to the fifth verse. No, the fifth chapter, Deuteronomy 5, and let's look at 29. Amen. No, let's go to 28. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when he spake unto me. And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Verse 29. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. There are blessings for being obedient. God is looking for people with a heart of total, not with lip service, but with a whole heart committed to being obedient to God and his word. Amen. So it says, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me. See, when you fear God, you will obey God. Amen. When you fear God, you will love God. Amen. That's what he's telling the people of Israel. That's what he's telling the children of Israel, that there are blessings promised for being obedient. Then let's go on over here to 1 Kings. Amen. 1 Kings, let's go to the third chapter, and 1 Kings, third chapter, and let's go to the 14th verse. Amen. Let's go on over here to the 14th verse here, and let's see what the Lord is saying. 1 Kings 3 and 14, and if thou wilt walk in my ways. Amen. See, in order to reap and receive the blessings of God, you got to walk in God's ways. Amen. You can't walk in your own way, but you got to walk in the ways of God. Amen. He says here, and if thou wilt walk in my ways, amen, to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did, then will I lengthen thy days. You want a long life? Amen. You want a prosperous life? Then be obedient to the word of God. Amen. He was talking to Solomon. He was letting him know, hey, your life will be blessed. Your life will prosper if you walk in the ways of God and you keep his statutes and his commandments as thy father David did. Then will I lengthen thy days. Then let's go on into the 15th verse. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream, and he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. Oh, yes, there are blessings promised to you for being obedient to the word of God. Amen. Let's go on over here to James. Amen. Let's go on over here to James, first chapter. Amen. And blessings promised for being obedient to the word of God. Amen. James 1. Amen. James 1. And let's look at verse 25. Amen. Amen. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, amen, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. God is looking for some people who not only hear the word of God, amen, but they believe the word of God, they live the word of God, they act on the word of God, and they obey the word of God. Amen. So he's saying here, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer. See, a lot of times the reason why we're not blessed in life is because we forget. Amen. The commandments, amen, the precepts, all the things that God has called us to do, we forget about it. And how do you expect to be blessed when you are disobedient to the word of God? Amen. He says here, behold, Lord have mercy, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. So if you're looking to be blessed in life, if you're looking to get to the place where God will have you to be, obedience is promised. No, not a bit, but the blessings of God, amen, are promised to those who are obedient. Amen. Amen. Let's go on here to Revelation. Amen. So that we can hit this last point about the blessings promised for those who are being obedient to the word of God. Let's go to Revelation. Amen. Revelation, and let's look at chapter 22. Amen. Revelation chapter 2, and let's look at verse number 13. Amen. I am Alpha, amen, and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Then he goes on into the 14th verse, and he said, blessed are they that do his commandments, amen, that they may have right to the tree of life. Amen. If you are obedient to the word of God, you have a right to the tree of life. Amen. And then he says, and may enter in through the gates, amen, into the city. Amen. Amen. So if you want to be blessed, if you want to reap those blessings of God, you have to be obedient to his word. It's as simple as that. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Don't you want to enter into the gates? Don't you want to get into the city? Don't you want to see Jesus? There are blessings for you being obedient. Amen. There's no other way around it. You can't get around it. Amen. There's one way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other way. There are blessings for obedience. Amen. Now, let's look at some examples of some folk who were obedient to the word of God, and God blessed them. Let's go over here to Genesis. Amen. Let's go to Genesis. Let's look at the sixth chapter. Amen. Genesis chapter 6. Amen. Genesis chapter 6. And let's look at verse 22. Amen. And the Bible says, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Now that was a man who did everything that God commanded him to do. Now look at this now. It hadn't rained. Noah was out building this big old boat, this big old ark, and folk were talking about him. Amen. Folk were ridiculing. Folk were doing all kind of dirty things to Noah. But you know what? He still obeyed and listened to what God had told him to do. And what? He saved himself and his family. What about you? Are you going to continue to listen to foolishness? Are you going to continue to listen to folk who don't know God? Are you going to continue to listen to folk who don't even have a relationship with Jesus? But I'll tell you, if you want to be blessed, if you want to get to the place where God has in store for your life, there are blessings for you being obedient. Amen. There's no other way around it. There's no shortcut. Amen. There's no cut through the alley. Amen. There's no way that you can jump over the neighbor's fence. There ain't no way. There's one way, and that's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Noah was obedient to everything. He went through so much just to get to the place where God would have him. And it's sad, but it's so true. Many of us listening right now are dealing with the same type of stuff. Folk are telling you all type of garbage. There is so much going in and out of your mind, in and out of your ears. But let me tell you something. If you want to be blessed, if you want to be the man that God is calling for you to be, there are blessings for you being obedient. Amen. Amen. Let's go on over here. Let's go visit Abraham. Amen. Let's visit Abraham. Let's go to Genesis. Same book, chapter 22. Amen. This is one of my favorite stories because this is a man, amen, who was full of faith. This is a man who did everything that God told him to do. Now look at this. Book of Genesis, chapter 22. And the Bible says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. The one thing I want to point out, if you want to be blessed, make yourself available to God. Amen. Abraham was always available. He said, God, here I am. Whatever you want me to do. See, God is not concerned with your ability. God is concerned with your availability. Amen. Abraham was available to be used by God. Then in the second verse,
And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now, look at this. Isaac was Abraham's promise. Amen. He was the promise of a 25-year waiting period. Amen. Now, how can you imagine God tells you to sacrifice your son whom thou lovest, your promised son? But Abraham knew that there were blessings for him being obedient. Amen. Then he goes on in here into the third verse. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. See, Abraham didn't waste no time like we do. God, did you really say do this? Abraham knew what the voice of God sounded like, and he was obedient to what God told him to do. Amen. So he rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God told him. Now, watch this faith of this man here in the fifth verse. And Abraham said unto the young man, abide you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham had enough faith. He knew that there were blessings in him being obedient. He knew that if God took Isaac, amen, he was able to raise him from the dead and give him back to him. That's the kind of faith God is looking for, people to believe in him, people to trust in him, people to obey him. Why? Because there are blessings for your obedience. Amen. And Abraham knew that God had the power. Even though God told me to sacrifice my son, I know that he's able to raise my son from the dead. Amen. Abraham knew that there was a blessing for his obedience. Amen. Then he goes on and in the 13th verse. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. God put Abraham to the test. Someone's listening to, under the sound of my voice. God is testing you, wanting to know, are you going to receive his blessings? The only way you're going to receive his blessings is that you have to be obedient to what he's calling on you to be. No obedience, no blessing. Amen. There's no way around it. There's no other way. Let's go on and let's go talk to Joshua. Amen. Joshua chapter 11. Amen. Joshua 11. Amen. 11. And let's look at verse number 15. Amen. Joshua 11, 15. And the Bible says, as the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua did everything that God, he left nothing undone. Joshua's success, it can be measured in the light of him taking orders by God, which he carried out fully. And fully, Joshua obeyed God to the T. He didn't leave nothing out. Nothing out. You read it for yourself. You read it for yourself. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. What about you? What about you listening tonight? What about you? Joshua cared. Why? Because he knew that there was a blessing for his obedience. Amen. Don't you want to be blessed? Well, you need to be obedient to the call of God. That's what God wants. God is looking for total, not interested in your sacrifice. He's not interested in what you think he should have, but he's looking for your whole heart. Amen. He's looking for your heart. Let's go and talk to King Hezekiah. Amen. 2 Kings. Let's go to 2 Kings. Chapter 18. Amen. Verse 6. Amen. 2 Kings 18:6. And the Bible says, so they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah by himself. Amen. Hezekiah. Oh, I'm sorry. That was 1 Kings. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings. Amen. 2 Kings 18. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings 18 and verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. Amen. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses, and the Lord was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went forth, and he rebelled against the king of Israel and served him not. There's blessings in your obedience. He clave to the Lord and departed not from following him. Who are you cleaving to? Who are you listening to? Who are you holding to? Hezekiah knew in order to be blessed, he had to stay in line with the Lord. So he says, for he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. If you want to be blessed in this life, you got to be obedient to the word of God. Amen. There's no way around it. There's no way to get under it. No obedience, no blessing. There's no other way. Hezekiah knew that in order to be blessed by God, he had to cleave to God. He had not to depart from God. He had to follow God, but he had to keep his commandments in his heart. We need to ask ourselves, what's in your heart tonight? What's inside of you that is hindering you from being obedient to the word of God? What is it? There has to be something that's getting in the way from God using you like he wants to. Obedience is better than sacrifice, my friend. No obedience, no blessing. Now, let's look at what Christ thought about this thing. Oh, yes, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's go to Hebrews. Amen. Hebrews. And let's look at the fifth chapter. Fifth chapter of Hebrews, and let's look at verse 8. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. See, even though he was the Son of God, amen, even though he was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. His temptation in the wilderness, his ordeal on the cross, amen, he was the eternal Son of God. It was necessary for him to learn obedience, amen. Why? So that he could teach us that there's blessings and being obedient. Amen. There's blessings. Now, let's flip the coin for a moment. Let's flip the table for a minute. And let's talk about there are penalties for being disobedient. Amen. There's a penalty. It is just like you run a red light. You know they got the cameras, and I've got so many tickets, Lord help. And sometimes we find ourselves running a red light, making a turn, and there's a penalty. Well, my friend, there's a penalty also for being disobedient. Amen. Let's go. Let's go back to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Amen. Amen, Lord. Deuteronomy 11. Amen. There's a penalty for being disobedient. Amen. Deuteronomy 11, verse 25. Deuteronomy 11, verse 25. And the Bible says, Deuteronomy 11, 28. Amen. And a curse. And a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known, See, you need to stop going after other gods. Stop serving other gods. Stop following things that have no benefits, that have no blessings. There are blessings in you being totally obedient to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's no other way. See, God was telling the children of Israel, there are blessings for being obedient. Then he was letting them know, on the flip side, there are curses for being disobedient. Sometimes we wonder, why am I in this situation? Why did this happen to me? Because you were disobedient to the voice of God. There's no other way around it. Amen. But if you repent and ask God for forgiveness, he can turn your tough situation around. Amen. Why? Because there are blessings when you are obedient to the word of God. Amen. 1 Samuel 12:15 again. Let's see here. 1 Samuel chapter 12:15. Verse 15. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15. And the Bible says, but if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against thee, be against you as it was against your fathers. Mm-hmm. Let's go on to the 16. Now, therefore, stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. God wants to do something great right before your eyes, but it's not going to happen until you are obedient to his word. It's not going to happen until you stop being disobedient. Amen. God wants to do something great in your life. But he's saying, but if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. A lot of folk, listen, you're doing the same thing your fathers have done. And you are living in a curse. You're living in a dark situation. You're living beneath your privileges because you are not being obedient to the word of God. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 5:6. There are penalties. There are penalties, amen, for being disobedient. Ephesians 5:6. Ephesians 5:6. Amen. And the Bible says this. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Then in the 7th verse, he says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. Amen. Verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Amen. Walk as children of light. Well, the children of light are walking in obedience. Amen. Why? It's because Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Amen. And if you're walking in light, you're walking in obedience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go on here to 2 Thessalonians. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, God, then in verse 9, who shall be punished, amen, with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Amen. Amen. See, so there are some penalties involved when we are disobedient to the voice and to the word of God. He says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Amen. There are penalties when we are disobedient to the word of God. Amen. He said here, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, you're going straight to hell if you don't get it right. Stop being disobedient to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Now, let's go on to Hebrew chapter 2. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. For if the word was spoken by angels steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, amen, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How shall we escape? Let's park the car right there. How shall we escape? If you are being disobedient to God's word, how are you going to escape his wrath? How are you going to escape the lake of burning fire? How are you going to escape? We need to think on that. How am I going to escape being disobedient to the word of God? He says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So how do you neglect it? By being disobedient to it. You neglect so great salvation by being disobedient to the word of God. Amen. So what does that entitle you? Going straight to hell. That's what it entitles you to go to. That's the only place. The elevator goes down. Amen. The elevator goes down. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Lord, have mercy. I don't have anything else. That's all God gave me for tonight. There are blessings in being obedient. And there are penalties for being disobedient. Is there one tonight who wants to accept Jesus as their personal Savior? Is there one who wants to say, Lord, forgive me for being disobedient? Press one on your receiver so we can pray. Press one. We have all night. We know what we need. Press one on your receiver tonight. If you want prayer, if you want to accept Christ as your personal Savior, if you like Christ, if you know disobedience and you ask God for forgiveness, press one so that we can pray. And maybe there's one who just wants God to strengthen you more. Press one so we can pray. You know what you need. The hour is late. The time is running out. Time is running out. We got to be obedient to the word of God. There are blessings in being obedient. There are blessings in being obedient. God bless you, caller.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm good. It's a great word. I enjoyed it. Great word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can I pray for you tonight?
Yeah. I know. If I said a word, it may sound funny. It's not like a ha-ha funny, but you probably heard this a lot. You know, even ministers get depressed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been depressed for the past couple of days. And I'm not sure why. I've been depressed because as a man of God, as a head of a household, I feel that, you know, I'm working a full-time job. Why is she not working, but she's in school? And that's fine. I said that 4 years ago. And, you know, it's not that she don't want to work. Is it because we're in Arkansas, where I'm from, she's from Cali, that she's been almost everywhere looking for jobs in her field and outside her field. And she believes, and I feel the same way too, that God does not want her working here in Arkansas. Because I don't, you know, Arkansas right here is just a a low state. It doesn't offer much. And we are trying to move up north to West Virginia.
Yeah.
She's an addiction major. She's in her master's. I'm proud of her. But I fear as a man of the head of household, a man of God, the social provider, I feel bombarded by creditors. You can go say because I don't have enough money to pay everybody and their mama. You know, I'm working 4 times, but we gotta have rent, gotta have food, gotta have insurance. And everybody ain't going to get paid at the same time. I'm just being realistic.
Right.
But the devil said something real crazy to me Sunday afternoon. He said, ha ha, you're so depressed now. You can't pay all your bills. Ha ha. Man, you're just a butthole. And I can't say it, but I'm really telling I'm keeping it G-rated. But as a man of God, people look at me who know me. And have the dumbest thoughts about, okay, you're a man of God, you call me Christian gospel, you should be more tough than that. No, I'm flesh and blood. Paul, I get weak sometimes too. You know, but I got so depressed. I think it was last Saturday.
Yes.
I was at my job, loading my truck up, and I just started crying, you know. And this is before he did that man spoke my ears and I said, you can't do nothing. This is before.
Right.
I guess my spirit knew it was coming, but I didn't know.
Right.
One of my workers came by and looked in the middle of my truck. She said, are you all right? And I said, I don't want to talk about it. I was crying silently. I was like, boo! But she saw the tears outside. My face was covered with my cap. And she saw the tears in my eyes dripped down from my hand. Onto my back of my truck bumper. And she said, it's going to be all right. I'm praying for you. And I just told her, thank you. Because I know God got something better than support for both of us.
Yes.
And I believe that. But in the moment of being, what are you going to do, Lord, moment? You know, I heard Pastor Jeffrey Johnson of Eastern Southern in Minneapolis. He preached a sermon and he said that most of us have told God, what in the hell are you going to do? And that's why when I fell, I said, God, what in the hell are you going to do in this situation? Because I'm in hell now. I'm at the trap. I can't pay all my bills. I'm trying to do what's right in your eyesight. But at the same time, I feel like I'm a private failure. Do you understand what I'm coming from?
Yes.
And I just felt like I'm failing God. God is still keeping me because he's still allowing me to see another day, you know.
Yes.
Because this day was not promised to me.
That's right.
And I've been depressed the past 2 days.
But you know something,
tired,
You know something, brother? You just said something to me. Yep, and the Lord, he just shared this. And you said that the Lord has been keeping me. My. And that lets me know that you still have hope. There's still hope. And what came to my mind was Isaiah 26:3, where he says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Then verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He didn't say it would be easy. But he said, thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. If I could leave you with that scripture tonight before we pray, and if you, my brother, just meditate on that thing and ask God, Lord, help me keep my mind stayed on you, because your word tells me that you will keep me. And you just said, he's been keeping me. God will do greater things. Why? He says, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He's your strength. He's your rock. He's your peace. But we got to keep our minds stayed on him. He didn't say it would be easy, but he promised us that he would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Father in heaven, I come before you tonight with my brother, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you keep his heart, keep his mind, Lord, keep his family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that the enemy, Lord, wants to sift us as we. But, Lord, you said that you've prayed for us. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that he would stay connected to you, O God, no matter what he has to go through, Lord, no matter what he has to face, Lord. Lord, remind him that his Redeemer liveth, O God. And, Father, we thank you for him calling. We thank you for his testimony, Lord. We thank you for letting us hear, Lord, that you've been keeping him in spite of the situations, Lord. He still realized that, God, so strengthen him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you said that we could cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Now, Lord, bless my brother. Meet his every need, Lord. You promised us that you'll supply our every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for him, Lord, whatever it may be, O God. We pray, Lord, that you'd keep him in perfect peace, Lord, as long as he keeps his mind stayed on you. Father, we love you for what you've done. We love you for what you're going to do. Lord, remind us, Lord, that there are blessings in obedience. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for your sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my brother, man. Be encouraged, man. You be encouraged,
okay,
man.
Yes,
God is not slack concerning his promises. Not one. Not one. You know, but he says in Isaiah and Hebrew 11:6 that here it is. God is a rewarder. He tells us, right? He says, Hebrew 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we diligently seek God, God has a reward for us. Man, God has a reward for you. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. God bless you, my brother. Love you, man. Be encouraged now.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Be encouraged. Amen. Is there another who wants prayer tonight before we close this show? Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight, O God, for your goodness. Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Father, we thank you just for being God. Lord, we thank you for reminding us, Lord, that there are blessings in obedience, oh God. Lord, bless my brother, Lord. Bless all the callers, even those who didn't even speak, Lord. Those, all of us have a need. All of us have a concern, oh God. And Lord, we remind them that there's nothing too big, that there's nothing too small for you, oh God. So Lord, we just in each and every one of our lives. And Father, we'll be forever so grateful and forever so thankful, God, to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Now, next week, we won't be here on the Mighty Man of Valor show. We're having revival. So I ask that you all would pray for me and for the show. Next week, we're running a week of revival. So pray for the Mighty Man of Valor show, that the Lord would receive the praise and the glory and the honor in everything that takes place. We love you, and we're looking forward to seeing you on April the 28th. Amen. Same place, same time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you tonight. Be encouraged, and we love you. Amen.